The following program has been furnished and paid for by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSCB and KGBC are not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. This will be one of our cyber security and AI versions of the show where I have our cyber expert, Mr. AI Nguyen, joining us. Nguyen, how are you doing today?
Oh, good morning, Nathan. Good morning.
Well, yes, good good evening.
Good evening. Oh, yeah, so where you are, right?
Yes, exactly. 12 hours ahead of you there in the central.
Well, today can be a little bit special. Today is a special series called Cybersecurity Awareness Month, October.
Okay, good.
Okay, so just remind everyone is online safety matters more than ever. So this month we explore the current cyber threats and all kind of stuff today.
Well, let's talk about our objective, which you end the show with now, it seems like, every week. Can you repeat that?
Oh, which one?
May your browsing be...
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I say to all listeners out there, stay safe, stay informed. Until next time, may your data be secure and your browsing history private.
Right. That's our objective at the beginning of the show, just like it is at the end of the show. That's right. Well, so never be too careful in today's cyber
vigilant
world.
Vigilant.
Yes, vigilant. That's the word.
And remember, the only free cheese is the one in a mousetrap. Remember that.
Very true. Very true.
I keep telling people this, you know, over and over again.
So. Yeah. No, that's true. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Another way of thinking about that. But anyway. Well, let's talk about your agenda for today, Mr. Nguyen.
Well, today we talk about several topics. The first one is we have a deadline on a Windows 10 upgrade to Windows 11. Okay, that's October 14th. Mm-hmm. However, Microsoft is going to continue to develop the patches for people who still own Windows 10, but there's a fee to go along with that for another year.
Okay.
So they say so. If you don't upgrade to Windows 11 now, you still have an option. Like for me, I have some other workstation that still use the Windows 10, and I cannot upgrade Windows 11, and it takes a lot to upgrade, so I will continue to pay for the update for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's about the line in the sand this creates for large enterprises that I guess will probably use in-house support for Windows if they can't get it from Microsoft, right?
Yeah. So
at a reasonable price.
It's going to create create a lot of uncertainty. A lot of people still own, number one, the budget, right? Number two, they don't know what's going on. So a lot of them, but at least they have an option to stay Windows 10.
Yeah. And well, you know, here in Thailand, I think I've told you before, I'm amazed at how many desktops I see where, you know, the screensaver has clicked on, right? Mm-hmm. When you walk through the airport or department stores, and they will have, in some cases, Windows, I think I see as old as XP still, you know, on these computers. And, I mean, you know, the bottom line is it works. You know, if it works and you've got thousands of desktops that you'd have to replace, guess what? You know, there's no need to replace them in the way, you know, they think.
Some of the stuff.
Even though there is, you know.
Well, because of involving with the new AI and all kind of stuff. So a lot of the operating system support the chipset. So if you have an old model with old CPU, it won't work, and you will see the message right away. All your dependency, like DD, DLL, you know, all the driver, it won't work. And I've seen this happen. In fact, this morning I turned on my computer. I already see a couple message already. So there's a risk involved too. If you don't upgrade it, don't use your banking in the Windows 10. I don't care if they say that they're going to have a patch for it, but you never know, you know. The hacker will take advantage of the weakness in Windows 10. Right now, they probably celebrate. They call it, this is where all the Chinese taking final exam. It's all the hacking right now. So you got to be very careful.
You know what I saw when I turned my Mac on this morning about this issue?
What? You're not Windows?
Absolutely nothing. I didn't see a thing.
Really? You didn't say, hi, I'm a Mac and
normal.
I'm a PC.
No, everything just was normal. This, you know, I don't see that on many lists of the steps to take to upgrade. I never see switch to Mac OS. Yeah, I never see that come up, you know, on those lists.
But no, it just stopped working.
I don't know.
It just stopped working. Oh, by the way, the fee for the security patch is $30, but they didn't say like a monthly or yearly. I don't know. Probably yearly.
Yeah, a subscription.
Subscription.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah, suspect so.
Doing nothing, high risk, no security update. So that's the first topic. So hopefully that everybody, you know, plus computers not that expensive anymore, you know, and they don't use a typical hard drive. So in a good way, you should upgrade your computer. I got some stuff on my workstation. I can't, but for general user, they should upgrade. If you're going to pay $30 a month, that $400.
That means in 2 years you've paid for a reasonably powerful new desktop.
Right.
You know?
All you need get one for $800. You can do all. Yeah. Or they have a lot of bunch on sale right now. Right now, October is a lot of sales stuff right now. Okay. Okay, but here I'm going to jump to the next topic. The ransomware. Whoa. For the past week, it's rise significantly. And it just hit, that's the one particular one that hit, it targets 17 U.S. organizations that 2 days ago.
Huh.
Yep. So do you remember the Salesforce breakout?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
It's worse than we think.
Well, if you were going to pick an on ramp into corporate America, small and large, Salesforce would be your tool, and as I mentioned, two or three weeks ago, that's another reason to avoid running that application. I could give you a lot of others, but for big companies, let's face it, they need those types of robust, you know, big iron type systems.
And, but
I understand.
But right now, it's not good because FedEx, Qantas, Marriott, Toyota, Google, Cloudflare, they are affected now because of stolen data.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So, so this is part of the business. Now, the reason I bring this up, because I want to talk about this this number one, that security flaws that right now, like the phishing targeting, is called business email compromise. And we talked about this several weeks ago. And I will continue to talk about this because this is how they get in. And this is how a lot of companies don't realize it. Okay. Think about this. If I send you an email, right, Nate? If I send you an email that you saw from me, you trust automatically, right? But guess what?
Right.
What happened if my email account got compromised? You still see the email handle coming from me. You say, you know what? It come from him. I trust it. Well, I got hacked. So I send it to you with the script. You open it up. And the next thing you know, all of your contacts, I'm going to compromise all your contacts. That means I take.
That's crazy.
I sent to all your contacts, right? And your contact turned around and sent to everybody, right? And the crazy thing about it, you don't need to click on the link. There's no link. The moment you click on it, and it's over. Okay? So right now, this is the biggest thing, business email compromise. And this affects everyone.
Wow, what a mess.
And they send in millions. Okay, I think that's how they get into Salesforce. That's how they get into other business. That's how they compromise other company by using that. So, and then, you know, let's see what else here. Yeah, the ransomware is on the rise, so just be careful, be vigilant.
I can't remember which, and it was probably one of the ones that you're referencing. There was a really, really large company that got hit with, or organization, I can't remember if it was government or what it was here recently, and there wasn't a lot of details in the article I read, but who are some of the names, Wynn, or do you recall from the article you were looking at?
You mean from the ransomware?
Right, right.
FedEx.
Recent, very recent.
FedEx.
Was it
Qantas?
FedEx? That may have been it. Yeah,
Google. Google is the one that got hit.
Mm.
You know, like we depend on
right,
Google for authentication, right? For other authentication application like single sign-on, it's affecting them. So I received a lot of Google email lately say that a lot of my accounts have been closed and I should go in and
is
validate.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I haven't seen any of those. I've got a lot of workspace accounts.
Really? You need to be careful. So if you have a lot of accounts that you don't know about, they're going to clean it up for you. But then again, you don't know who's legit, who's not. That's the
right.
problem, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And for this week, what you see is a lot of North Koreans and Chinese and Iranian, like scatter spider. I mean, ransomware for service. They're all over the place. Okay. They posting as a online service, the online consulting company. It's all over. Right now, I have never seen so many companies. I have the list of companies, I'm not going to name it, that I have a list of companies that got hit, and they don't talk about that. Bunch of them.
Yeah.
Small company, mid-sized company, it got hit with ransomware. You got to have a backup system. You need a backup system. The two thing, if I walk into the company, I look for, if I do the audit, right, what kind of endpoint security you have? That's number one. Do you have like a managed MDR, like detection and defense, like a third party that manages your network, that look over your network while you're sleeping. And third, backup. And you know what, realize that people, when I go to those seminar, people don't talking about, hey, am I going to get hacked? Nobody asks that. You know the question they're asking? How fast can I get it back if I get hacked? Mm-hmm. That's the question that people are asking today. How fast can you get it back? You think about it. If you have a business like Salesforce, you depend on Salesforce. And if you don't get back within a few days, it cripples your whole company, right? You think about that. So
yeah,
there's so many things going on. Then yesterday, well, a few days ago, you see about Chevron pipeline in California. It blew up.
I did. Is that being linked to some cyber?
Well, we don't know. Issue. But remember, I'll tell you how vulnerable we are, right? Our pipeline, our midstream pipeline.
Yeah.
Right? If they take out 20 of those, we're done. Now, that particular facility represents 20% of California. Now, imagine we have about 56 grid. They take out 20, it's over. We're crippled. And we're so vulnerable. Okay? I don't know. Even if it's happened, terrorists, they're not going to say it. They're not going to give them credit for it. But too many things happen. Just be careful out there. We're not spreading fear here. I'm just telling you what's the facts, what's going on, okay? The thing that you see a lot of hacking and too many things going on right now, okay?
Well, there's also too many big fish out there that hopefully keeps... I mean, yeah, they want to go where the money is, and, you know, fortunately for most end users, you know, it's not a good investment of time and headache for a hacker to come after you, but, you know.
Well, they do it randomly,
you know, some,
now.
Some, well, that and some use small fish as testing ground, you know, to check reactions and what it takes to break certain applications.
The whole new bar game. You know, like, let's switch topic a little bit. Did you see the new Sora just came out? Sora 2?
No, I don't. Is that
ChatGPT
product?
ChatGPT.
Okay.
So
oh, that's what they're
that's
calling
it. That's the video creation, video creator.
Yeah.
So think about this. The reason I brought this up, because I said, I cannot tell the difference between human and AI anymore. So the reason I bring this up, same thing with hacking and ransomware. I encounter an email is so realistic. I I'm telling you that I cannot tell the difference. You say you have AI age, you have all this graphics. It's all related. I cannot tell the difference. And I am in this kind of business every day. Imagine the people out there, like the elder generation and all, they don't have a clue. They can't tell the difference. So now the new Sora, man, is so realistic. There's a good and bad, but I tell you, you got to be very careful. And the couple of videos that they sent out, they have to shut it down because it's so realistic. And then you have, do you see the new Facebook eyeglasses? Just came out.
I've only seen reports. I haven't seen reviews. Is it actually out yet, or somebody's reviewed it hands-on?
It's out already, but you don't just go online and buy it. You have to go to Best Buy. The reason being is that you have to go to Best Buy, and you have to, they have to, people don't understand, it's not one size fits all. So they have two kind, that the two version that fit your face, right? So they have to measure it so you don't know which one you order. On top of that, there's a wristband. The wristband is the mouse, okay? Think of it as the mouse, it's a gesture. And that three side, they have to, I think the three side, because I order mine come in October 14th. So I came there and they measure my facial and then my wrist. Then you can order it.
Well, so you're telling me you have to wear the band. That seems like a step back from Apple's gestures, doesn't it, to me?
Well, the band, you wear the band so you can use your gesture, because otherwise you have to use your fingers and tap it. But because it's a glass, you cannot do that. On Apple Vision, the different Apple Vision I have, you can use your, actually Apple Vision more advanced.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but I haven't been keeping up with the comparison of all the different glasses. I am very interested in.
It's pretty awesome.
Into that world, because I
see some demos. It's pretty awesome. You can see your text. It's very clear, and you can see, and you can do video conference on your glasses.
Yeah.
And it lasts for 8 hours, and your message and your email is easy when you just look at it. You can talk, you can see it. And actually, this one fit me perfectly, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I haven't.
And what is it? It's about a $799 price point, or is there still?
No, there's still.
You still got to get the lenses. You got to pay extra for the lenses.
Yeah,
the 800 lenses.
800 just for the eyeglasses, but for a prescription, you have to add that in there extra. So.
Yeah.
But it looked good. Yeah. It's the 600 by 600, and then resolution. So it's very good.
And are there different colors on this one? It seems like I've seen two.
There's only color black.
There's
only color black.
Oh, okay.
Now, let me tell
but
you.
But it's not as thick as the other Facebook glasses.
No.
It's thick.
It's thick, but it's lighter.
Oh, it is?
And
oh,
it fit you. It fit you better. Huh. It fit me better. Now the key,
but it doesn't. Does it look like you're wearing a computer on your head?
No.
Or does it look like normal glasses?
Normal glasses.
Okay.
Yeah. Normal glasses. Now, let me tell you one feature that I really like when you do a demo. Usually when you talk, the translation is awesome. You can see all the text, like in Spanish, German, French, right there up front, all the translation right there. That is a key for me right there.
So it sounds like it may be a little bit better than the AirPods 3. That it's kind of
you have to listen.
It's
this
like
one you see
most
your
of
visual.
The ear. Well, it's like most of the earbuds I've already seen and actually used, where you've got to really be overtly asking the other party to speak into the mic, kind of thing, right? You can't. It's not like they kind of depict it as, well, you can just be at a cocktail party and hear somebody speaking a foreign language, 10 feet away.
No.
And it's going to give you a real-time translation. And that's just not the way it works, at least not consistently.
Yeah, I haven't tested yet, but I do have other translations device before them, the other glasses before them. And if you in the party, there's too much noise, it won't pick it up. This designed for you to talk to one-on-one, okay? Yeah. But I have not tested out 100%, but so far, when I talked to this person inside Best Buy, there's some noise around her, and when she did the demo and I'm talking to her, very far, apparently it can pick up very distant better than the iPod.
The AirPod.
Yeah, I mean the AirPod. Yeah, I keep saying AirPod. iPod.
Yeah. What's the name of that? The new one. When I'm going to check and see.
It's a Meta glasses display. Meta glass display.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Meta glasses
display.
Display.
Mm-hmm. So I have the Gen 1 that I bought last year, and it's already very useful because the camera, everything, I can see it and I can talk. And it's pretty awesome. You get used to it. You can ask questions. You can, for example, say, "Hey, Meta, do this and that." But this one, you actually see all the text up front. So it's
good.
And
this is the new version of Ray-Ban AI powered.
Yep.
Displays, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what I'm still waiting on right now? I'm still waiting on something that ChatGPT and the company they bought out, the guy that designs iPod and iPad for Apple.
Tony Jive.
Jive. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that's
that,
the one.
Is that the one?
Yeah, he's working with Sam Altman now.
Oh, okay.
After that acquisition.
So they say they're going to develop something coming out soon that does not require any display and does not require any control.
Well, that's interesting.
That's interesting. I think.
Neural chip of some sort.
I think, okay, I think they say that I think it's all related to Apple EarPod. Think about that. It's coming. All you need is something in your ear and you talk, everything's right there.
Interesting.
Yep, and they already give you the first glance of the Apple, the AirPod 3, right? The new translation, right? So I think they working on something that does not require any display put in your face. Because you think about it, I have the Apple Vision, right? But what use case of that? You don't wear that every day. I wear that when I'm doing the meeting, but you got 2-3 hour battery. But the good thing about it is like same as your iPhone. Okay. And speaking of iPhone, maybe we wait to the second after the break.
The break.
Yeah. I'll tell you more about the
coming up soon.
So I'm going to leave that. The new technology I want to talk about. There's so many things going out today, and I think, man, we got so many things, and it's overwhelmed. And I think this year, next year, when you see the CES convention, usually you see drone, all kind of stuff, right? But this year, mm-hmm. you're going to see eyeglass. You see, I think they're going to announce a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of companies in that space that you've never heard of. You know, they're not just the Metas.
I keep track of some
world,
of them. Oh, yeah. So some of them from Taiwan and from Hong Kong.
Right.
And I tell you, China is very advanced than most people think. So there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about, technology, where we at. But the main thing, I'm going to save it for the second session. It's going to blow your minds away. And also, we need to talk about the new Apple phone and what you need to do to protect yourself.
Well, there's no issue with SIM swapping, is there? At least not on the U.S. model.
No.
You know, we can still buy... Well, we don't have a choice, really. If you buy an iPhone in Thailand, you're still going to get one with a physical SIM mm-hmm. slot and then a bunch of mm-hmm. eSIM. I think you get 8 on the one in America, 8 eSIM.
It's very hard, too. I think Apple is very advanced now, more than the new Huawei phone, and I think they tried to copy them. Because it's all about, I'm telling you, it's all about chipset. It's all about, that's why, have you read the book called The Chip War? Read about that.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Well,
TSMC being one of the dominant combatants in that war. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the Taiwan company, right?
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realize. So NVIDIA is a software company. And the other one, TSMC, you're talking about, that's a hardware company. But they combine together because you need software and hardware and how they design the chip. Yeah,
Heretofore, it's been a competitor of Intel, but now... They're kind of one up in Intel by combining with the software
mm-hmm.
Product. So the Meta Ray-Ban display is available in Singapore. That's about the closest they get to Thailand. South Korea, Singapore, Taiwan, but no Hong Kong, no Bangkok. But, boy, these things look, I mean, I know it's, again, it's more like a computer than a pair of glasses, but, boy, they're not small. They're out there. They're in your face, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Very thick, it looks like. Very thick. And if they only last 8 hours, you're still going to have your backup, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to wear that all the time, right? Probably in the
Well, you don't wear... Well, yeah, you do wear glasses, so you'll carry your normal glasses.
Well, mine is not that heavy. It's no big deal. So, but it looked like, it make you look like, it's, well, compared to 10 years ago, oh my God, I still had that glasses, okay? And a lot bulky. This one is, they really, really advanced. But I tell you, who can help? Help disabled people, who cannot see, think about that.
Yeah.
That's become your eyes and your ear.
I don't have to think very long about that one. Mm-hmm. Anybody with retinopathy,
it's see
like
an object
myself,
in front of you, and it warns
you. You understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand what all of a sudden a vision impediment, how it'll change your day to day. So, yeah, if this improves that, you know, the price they're selling it at's a small consideration.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Wynn, let's go ahead and take our break. We're a little bit past the time, but we will circle back here momentarily with more of this week's, Be a Planner show, the cyber version, here momentarily.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-782-1900. That's 713-782-1900. Or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com. That's Nathan at npross.com.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control and make the
Okay, welcome back to this week's Be a Planner show, a cyber version with Nathan Ross, CPA. I've been discussing several topics and updates with our resident AI cyber expert, Mr. AI Nguyen. And
welcome back.
Welcome back. We've been discussing the Windows 11, I believe it is,
update.
Mm-hmm. Upgrade. Along with some cyber issues. And just before the break, we were talking about the new Meta Ray-Ban display glasses. And in any event, a lot of good stuff coming to hopefully counteract some of the bad that we have to put up with. But
So a lot of people, like, now, when it comes to AI, there's a mixed view, right? Some people think it's positive. Some people think it's dangerous. Bless you. Some people think it's it's too fast, right? And taking over the world.
Well, Elon Musk is one of them. So it's not like
he's an alien. So that doesn't count.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's true. That's true.
The one of the technology that I want to talk about today is we are using Wi-Fi, right? Using the radio frequency, the Wi-Fi. You think about that. When Wi-Fi first came out, that is amazing. That's the first thing that, wow, you don't have to use.
Well, it's like Star Trek, right?
Yeah. In 1990, you don't have the technology. Then come out Wi-Fi and people, wow. Then the first internet, then the Wi-Fi. Well, I'm about to tell you something that'll blow your minds away. You ready? Mm-hmm. Li-Fi. It's using light instead of wave.
Oh, okay.
It's using light instead of traditional radio wave like Wi-Fi does. Let me ask you something. What is the fastest speed known to man? I say known to man. The fastest speed known to man.
Speed of light.
Speed of light, right?
Yeah.
So Li-Fi is light. Think about that. Okay, but that's not the reason why I think that how advanced. That's one of the plus. But the plus is the security of it, and the military already use it. Okay, already use it. So you using like conventional. If you're using Wi-Fi and not using the big antenna across another, 500 feet away, I can hack your Wi-Fi. But I cannot hack the light, okay? I cannot hack the light. And the signal won't pass through the wall. The light is visible. So now all the military base is properly using the light.
So you've got to have line of sight then?
Not just line of sight, but the light has to go through. And if it's inside,
it won't through. But to get inside your house...
You don't see it.
Or to get inside your office building, or will it connect to the lighting in the, mm-hmm. the house or
yeah.
the office building?
Yeah. Okay. But think about this, okay? The light, there's so many possibilities. When fiber first came out, you have only four light, okay? And then they come, hey, now you got 16 light, 16 colors on the fiber. I don't know if you remember, that's in the 2002. And then 256 color. Now, then it goes to 16 million colors. You can't even see anymore. You can do so much with light because just you had to figure out which frequency light use before you can even hack. So almost impossible, you know?
Yeah, it would be.
So I think this is going to be the biggest. I'm trying to get something I can do a demo, but using Li-Fi. That means nobody can hack your phone. They can hack your internet inside your house unless they point a light, but the light won't go through the wall. That's the benefit. So hospital already use it, and I tell you who use it, okay? This is a real-life example. Some hospital already using it. I didn't realize that until I do some research, okay? And some retail, like store-like, and industrial automation using it. Smart city using it. Well, here's the thing. I think China already using it too. So the thing about light is... But I think that's the future. So that's the positive thing come from AI in among them, right? AI make it even more possible now that we take advantage of. I think that's a big advance. And I can't wait to try it out. But light, you probably heard it the first time, right? A lot of people never heard of it.
No, I've heard of it, but I didn't realize it was as close. I've always read about it in the context of someday down the road.
Okay. So here's another scary thing, right? You know how thermal can see your heat signature, right? The thermal.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So from a far distance, if I have a thermal, I can see your heat.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a heat, just to correct you, as a licensed thermographer that
now,
I am. It's temperature, whether it's hot or cold.
That's right.
Is what generates the thermal image.
Now,
so, anyway.
Almost every house has some kind of Wi-Fi, correct? Your TV, internet.
Pretty much, right?
Refrigerator, everything.
Many things. Yeah.
Somebody just come out with a new technology that using a radio frequency, using the wavelength, they can map out what you look like inside your house. Think about that. It's like a sonar. It draws the picture based on all the signal around your house. It can draw what inside your house using wave signal. Because wave signal bounce around. When it bounces on human, it will take it, then it will signal. Like it bounced a moving object. I'm talking about in the sense that they're using that signal to draw what inside the house. Is that crazy?
Instead of temperature.
It's using signal.
Right. It's just like on a camera,
mm-hmm.
a FLIR
mm-hmm.
Camera.
But they're using radio wave.
Is what it draws
radio wave.
The picture.
Now, people say, how is it possible? Well, look at this way. How do you think those seismic people, they be able to draw an object below the surface? They can see the dinosaur based on the sound. So
sonar. Yeah.
So they kind of using a dynamite, right? And they blow it up on top of it. Then the sound go down. It map everything that is there's a pocket. Oil and gas, they use it. That's how they find all the pocket, right? They know where the oils are. They can draw the entire same concept. Before you use sound, today you use radio wave. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it is.
The technology already exists. So if you hide behind the wall, the military don't need thermal. They can see what inside your house look like.
Right. That's right.
That's two-meter technology, right? So that's another thing
that
I think AI can stop.
The military's a huge user of infrared, at least for the moment.
Everything.
And I'd suspect for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, sonar is... Each of these technologies has their role, but I don't know that any of them are...
Well,
the replacement for everything.
You need a combination of things. But one thing I like about the Li-Fi technology, because you think about it with the car you're driving and also airplane, they already use, they test it on airline already. In fact, they're already using it. Airline don't use radio wave, so you cannot be hacked like 1,000 miles away. They're using light inside the airplane. And a guy... Even a terrorist, for example, cannot use a device. If he sit on an airplane, he cannot hack it either. Because it's using light. It won't penetrate. So they use Li-Fi on the airplanes already. It's reliable, it's faster, and it cannot easily be hacked. Because the combination of it, you can't. You know, back in the old day when the cell phone just came out, right, like CDMA versus a GSM. I mean, you remember that. You know the difference?
What? Of course I do.
Well,
and CDMA and GSM, it's the beta versus VHS war of yesteryear, and beta was better, but it wasn't the dominant market
GSM. That's in a nutshell.
CDMA was far more compressed and had far more capacity, but it wasn't. The market was
no
GSM.
Security.
Europe and... I say again?
CDMA is very fast. It's used by U.S. Sprint. Okay?
Yeah, well, Sprint and Nextel, which that became Sprint.
And they only use it in
Verizon,
the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And Verizon was the other one. Well, there were a few other spots, but that was predominantly the U.S.
The faster.
But, but it was a better technology, but it GSM was everywhere. And so it just by default, GSM became the dominant standard.
In a nutshell, I'll tell you, the CDMA using code division multiplexing, that means it's using code. So that means you can have a one bandwidth you use very fast because you compress very fast, right? And the only region that using it, the U.S., Mexico, and Caribbean, no, South America, U.S. and South America, right? But not in the Europe. Europe use GSM. GSM, they're using chip. This call is slower but more secure. It use time division multiplexing because it's using time. So you can hack, but time is your worst enemy. You see what I mean? So that's why. But the CDMA has one biggest flaw. Security is very weak because it's using code. But anyway, in a nutshell, that's what the difference is. But today they're using Li-Fi. The more potential that you can use encryption is a lot better, right? But I want to jump up to the next one, to the next topic, Apple 17. And some of the stuff I can tell the user how to protect yourself. Apple
By
using,
the way, did you upgrade? Or
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not. Well, I'm thinking of sitting this one out. I don't like some of the changes, the material that it's made out of.
But security is a lot better.
The thickness.
But
well,
security.
May be, but,
that's the major issue.
I mean, but the security isn't built into iOS 26. I mean, I don't know that that's hardware, is it?
Yes, it's both. So if you have like Apple 14. And 15 and above, then you can take advantage of one of the features I'm about to talk about. That's very effective. But you know that even though you have security on your Apple, and even though you don't click on the link, the software called Pegasus, that's the Israeli company, all they need is your phone number. They can hack your phone without you even click on the link or anything. They just need your phone. With Apple 19 changed everything. I mean, a 19 chipset changed everything. That Apple 17. It's called using invisible tag. Invisible tag that if you're an application and you have a tag, the signature, if you don't have a signature to talk, you don't have permission to talk directly with Apple because Apple control hardware and software, it won't work. So even the Pegasus and other, what's another software used by Israeli? It won't work. But that's not far enough. If you have Apple 15 and 14, if you enable this mode, okay, it's called lockdown. You go to privacy and setting, and you enable the lockdown. They cannot get in either. That's the trick. Nobody can hack your phone. Okay. But the only caveat is it makes your phone a little bit different because you have to do things manually. You know how you access your bank and then it sends you the code and you just hit enter you without have to go to copy and paste it. Well, number one, the copy and paste won't work anymore. Okay? And some of the applications, you know right away, they're not secured, it won't work. So when it say lockdown, a lot of stuff won't work. The major app will work, but some of the feature like WhatsApp, you will lose some of the feature just because they're not secure. Because that's how they get in. That's how they got into your phone using WhatsApp and other like a Twitter's or Signal software.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the construction of that phone? When I've read where titanium, it dents and scratches.
They're using titanium on that. Well,
I thought it was using aluminum.
Well, the one I have is titanium.
You got the Pro Max?
No, I have the thinner one. I have the Air one.
Oh, the Air?
Yeah.
Well, I think the Air is titanium.
Yeah, the Air is good.
Yeah, so you really like that. I think that's probably the only one I could justify just because I like the smallest possible form factor. But that phone's not small. It's thin.
It is thin, right? But the reason I bought it because of security feature.
I see.
That's the
main
reason.
And the camera's good enough, even though there's only one.
Yeah, the camera's pretty good. Oh, the camera's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. Now, the moment, back to the feature, security feature, the moment I enable the lockdown, all the spam going away. You know, all those texts you get, no more. They can't access it anymore. they cannot send to you anymore. I don't see it anymore. You know, all those spam, I can't see them anymore. It actually blocked them. Yeah. So I...
Interesting.
You need to enable lockdown.
And that's how is that a hardware feature? I'd think that'd have to be a software feature.
It's both.
Okay.
The hardware and software have to talk to each other. The software, hey, hardware, I can ask you to do something. Hardware, I can, but some of the stuff I cannot do because I don't have the function to do it. Right. But if the software tells the hardware, can you do this? Because that's at the kernel level. You tell, before you use the software, it tells you what you need, what you have. It's more to than that. But the hardware make it different. The chipsets make it big different. The Apple 19 chipset, that's just a killer right there. Change everything.
Is it?
Yeah. You can read about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about 6 or 7 minutes left, Wynn. What else? Or, you know, we can keep talking about iPhones. That's fine. I seems like I always learn, by things we discuss on the show. So I'm quite happy to continue talking iPhone. I don't think I'm totally happy. And it's probably a matter of me sitting down or taking some YouTube videos and trying to debrief or whatever on some of the stuff that kind of forced into the default installation. I'll tell you one thing, and I'm just curious if you notice this. I don't like the way that many of the fields where you might do a search have been significantly narrowed, like Safari, for instance. And, you know, on my phone, now I've got my typeface bigger than the default, you know, so I can more easily read, but that little spot at the bottom of that screen in Safari where you can do a search, there's not room for maybe 3 or 4 characters. Is yours like that, or is it wider across the bottom?
It's kind of wider.
Maybe you've got a default. I'll try the default typeface, but there's things like that. I mean, none of them are major deal breakers, but I don't like some of the things. In my mind, they've broken some things as maybe they fixed or brought other new things to the front, you know. But overall, I like the 26 upgrade, the iOS 26, 0.1 is the latest. I like that upgrade overall.
Speaking of chips and Apple, you see there's a new article from MIT. You're subscribed to MIT Technological Review. You ought to. There's a lot of technology coming from Apple.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's awesome. So now they're using drone to chase down shoplifter. Like the warehouse, the centers, like Amazon and Walmart going to use it.
So they're internal to the store.
The track down.
That's probably a good use of that technology.
Yeah.
But I hope they got longer battery lives than a lot of the units.
They already have the drone that they use by real estate, and they fly every hours. You set it up every hour. It launches automatically and fly around and take snapshot of the whole area of the real estate if you develop. And then to fly back to the same location, charge, and go back again. This technology is not new. But what is new is AI. Now, it recognizes facial recognition. If you are part of the shoplifter that you keep doing it over and over again, it recognizes facial recognition. By the way, the new airport, there's a new company that invested by BlackRock called the Big Bear. Check this out. They're using, you no longer use just your passport. It's called facial recognition now. Facial recognition at the airport, fingerprint, and that's how they authenticate you now. Okay? So all of this is all AI. So it's fascinating.
They know exactly who's ripping them off before they ever go tap them on the shoulder, don't they?
Yeah. So you no longer.
That ought to be an interesting expression on the face of the shoplifter when they say, hey, James, we see that you have.
They recognize right away, so they automatically call the cops, so they already track you down based on your facial recognition. This is, you know, it's fascinating and scary at the same time, though, I think.
Yeah, because there's some bad guys that can
the
use that
bad guy
same
that can
tech.
Use, they can use that to, like, deep fake. Think about that. Deep fake, right?
It's, sure.
But that's the next thing at the airport. You're going to see those terminals. They're going to use that. In Europe, they already use it. In China, they already use it. Asia, they already use it. Right.
Yeah. And they'll be forcing it on the rest of us if it's like what they're doing in the digital financial space, which is bad stuff.
Well, but, that's all I have for today, my friend.
Anyway. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a couple minutes left. Let me think. I had a couple questions for you. What was it?
What was it?
I wouldn't, you know, I just had an observation recently that you get the feeling that some people that are using Facebook groups are kind of moving away from that platform. Have you noticed a trend to maybe going with school and Kajabi, some of these other community type platforms at all?
To do what?
To, like, if you wanted to have a community of any type of user, like, you know, you would do in Facebook, like a group of people.
They already have that on WhatsApp. Very similar.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But WhatsApp is Facebook. It's owned by
it
Facebook.
It is. Yeah.
So what I'm talking about are people that are abandoning the Facebook platform for other tools, which is what I've always – I mean, I'm not a Facebook fan at all. Never liked them. Never liked some of the stuff they've done, especially with the way they lure kids and younger users onto their platform, which, I mean, they've been caught red-handed doing some stuff like that. Remember Congress a year or two ago really cracked down on them, although I'm not sure anything's really changed. You know, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg has sat right in front of Congress testifying and has lied, you know, multiple occasions. And I don't trust the guy. I'm not all that excited that he seems to have buddied up with Mr. Trump. I think that's purely for political expediency. But I don't know. I mean, they're all evil to a certain extent. But I've never felt good about those guys. Well, Wynn, we're less than a minute now, so we're at the end of the show. I want to thank those that have tuned in today. We'll be back with our real estate tax syndication, private partnership, multifamily investment discussions, and maybe some zero tax math, along with more deficit news on this coming Friday, right here on KSEV AM 700. And we hope you can join us then as well.
Stay vigilant, stay patches.
There you go. Again, thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.